everybody. Today's date is March 25th, 2023. My name is Cheryl Hayden O'Sara. It's been a while since I've done a podcast. For some reason today, I wasn't even going to do one, and something brought me down here, Revere Beach, to do a podcast. Anyway, I originally was heading to the bank to see if they're closing, but I don't know, something brought me here. Anyway, so I think it must be a great idea for me to do a podcast. So, today I had put something on Facebook saying that, you know, we all go through hard times, right? And every day, you know, the older you get especially, like, you could, like, go back to bed and it would be just as easy for you to do that than to actually get out of bed and then, you know, maybe go for a walk or a jog or, I don't know, dance, clean, do something, right? It's true. Me too. Every single day I get out of bed and I say, whereas before I was getting up at like 1, 2 o'clock every morning. Not sure what changed. Anyway, the thing I want to say about that is, it's the same thing with life, right? Like, in life, we all go through some hard times. But what you have to do is try to put a little bit, I don't care what it is. I don't care if the sky just looks brighter today or whatever. You just have to do it. And then every day, you got to kind of reach on to this stuff in order to, you know, get by. Because the more darkness you let into your life, the more darkness you're going to be surrounded by. And yes, everybody's clouds are a little different than other people's. I get it. I haven't been through as much trauma as most people. But I've been through trauma, and I've gone through. So, my advice to you is to just surround yourself with as many good things as you can. I don't care if it's reading a nice book, maybe reading a quote, because personally I can't stand reading. I mean, it's not that I don't like it, it's just I can't even stay focused for 1 second. That's why I write instead of read. But I do read like little things, not big. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, just try every single day. I don't care if it's 1 minute, 5 minutes, an hour, whatever you do. You have to push yourself to do something fun. And you know what? Exercise, you have to do. And yes, I know what it's like to be in pain. I have massive amounts of spine damage. I have a disease that is so debilitating sometimes. And I still get through it every day. And I force myself, and I think the lady that I met 20, 30 years ago when this first started, say it to me, you have to just keep walking, you have to keep moving, because the minute you succumb to that pain, it's going to stay forever. And I do, I'm very active. So, once again, if you don't go to the gym, if you don't go for a walk, at least do something in your head. I don't care if you pretend to dance. Maybe you're just going to do a little tiny stretch, and maybe that stretch will get bigger the next time, you know, like a balloon. When you're blowing up a balloon, right, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, guess what? That's what you're going to do every time you stretch. Maybe you'll get longer and longer and longer. And believe me, you'll feel better. And by the way, while I'm saying this, I am going to cut this short because I'm going to try to make a video pretty soon of exercising, speaking of which. As I'm talking and saying all these things, there is a feather that just landed right in front of me. So, on that note, please enjoy your day. Make something fun. And like I said, get some laughs in. I don't know, maybe you like animals. Get a few animal videos in. Maybe you like to sing. Maybe you can't sing. Who cares? Just don't be around anybody when you do it. As long as you're doing something that you like, you need to keep it going. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner of Creative Wyans. Why are so many people broken? Signing off. Have a great day. Bye.